No, we can't stay the same. It's time for change right here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, and you're listening to Sarah Spiritual, and we're going to be answering your questions all across the nation at 866-972-7247. If you're just joining us, we're here every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m., and it's the show that it's all about you. And in our last hour of the show, we are going to bring in Stacy Holler. Stacy Holler is our guest astrologer who pops in every month to tell us what the stars and the planets have in store for us. And she gives us the rundown, the bebop and the boobop of all the signs so that we can rock around the spiritual clock and see what's going on and what you can expect and what to look out for. So we're going to bring in Stacy. Stacy, how are you today?
I'm great, Sarah. Happy to be here and talk about what's happening this month of July. And happy birthday to all our Cancer friends.
Yes, absolutely. We've got a bebop and a boobop and all the planets because they're going to be bopping along and probably banging into each other. It's definitely going to be an interesting time, isn't it?
You know, I'm chuckling. I like the word of bebop. It's a lot better than, and I'm thinking it's more like a boom. So we'll be bebopping and booming and trying to navigate how we're going to walk through the powerful aspects explosions that are going to be happening. I mean, we're all feeling the energies, and you're right. It's going to be this way through the end of the year because we've got a lot of the outer powerful planets kind of pushing us into transforming and seeking truth. And we're all feeling it on every level, right? In our own personal lives and in the world.
And would you say a good question to be asking ourselves around this time is, what is God asking of me?
Yes, because I think we all play an individual role in the collective. And we're all part of the collective. And what's happening with the powerful planets of Pluto about transformation really striking us powerfully, along with Neptune, which is all about deception and deceit and illusion. And all of this is happening to force us to look at what am I accountable for? What is my truth? What are my true values? And when we all reach that for ourselves, we'll change the collective.
And the collective is
that makes sense?
It does. And a collective is kind of a mirror of all of our emotions and expressions, right? Because each one of us is a piece of the collective. So that collective energy, this world energy that we're seeing unfold before our very eyes, we have to ask ourselves the mirror part of it, you know, well, who within me has a little bit of what I'm seeing out there in the world that I may be criticizing, condemning, judging. You know, we have to take a good look at ourselves. I think the universe is asking us to do that. Is that correct?
That's correct, because the truth is all inside of ourselves. Our own truth and the universal truth is inside of ourselves. You know, there's a saying in astrology, as above, so below. You know, and that is forcing us to focus on our true values and to get away from the material and things that aren't important. So, yes, we have to start on an individual level. But, you know, with everything that's happening this month, we're not going to have a choice. And that's when Uranus comes into play. And it has a very strong conjunction with Mars on the 15th. That's going to shake up. It's in Taurus. It's about values. So it's all pointing to our own lives. And as the world is transforming, a lot of these aspects also hit the formation of our country. And we're transforming as a country, as well as so many of us are transforming in our own lives. And it ties into, Sarah, the topic you're discussing tonight. What is our plan? What is our destiny, right?
Right. What is the plan? So, Stacy, what's the plan looking like for this month of July? We've got a full moon coming. There's a lot coming up here. So let's talk about conjuncting and crossing and... It just break it down for us.
Sounds a little scary. Sounds a little scary, right? Conjuncting, booming, bada bings. I don't know. We got to watch out. Well, let's make a little sense of it. And as helpful, information is power. And when we know what's coming and we know where in our lives to look forward to, that's helpful information. So we just had a new moon on the 5th in Cancer, and it's a Cancer month, which starts off a new cycle on home and family and security. So we'll look to where that affected all of us, where we're starting that new cycle. And then on the 15th, it's Mars-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. That's shake-up time. Uranus, we have no control over. Mars is an aggressive, energy in a fixed sign, and it's going to focus on our values. Then we have another full moon on the 21st. That's in Capricorn, and that has a lot of close aspects to this Mars-Pluto conjunction. So things are going to definitely get shaken up around that full moon. And we want to watch out for aggressiveness and deceit. So it behooves all of us to stay close to our own truth. And then the sun opposes Pluto on the 23rd. So we'll talk about that. That's a big transformation aspect. And we want to look at where that's going to affect us in our lives, where we need to look at and where we need to kind of go slowly. And the message to all of us is, yes, tune into our own truth as we navigate it. But it helps to know a little bit about where this is going to hit us all. So how about we take a look at everybody's sun and rising sign so we have at least a map and know how to sidestep any coming booms that might be coming. How's that?
That sounds like a plan, Stacy. Thank you so much.
All right. So let's start with Aries. So the new moon in Aries is in Cancer. So it's your 6-month plan about what home is to you and security. And your Mars-Uranus conjunction, that's in your house of money and value. So Aries, look for a shakeup there. How are you going to redo things? What might you need to shake up yourself? The full moon is in your 10th house of career. So it is a career moment. Look for opportunities for growth. And when Pluto hits the sun on the 23rd, Aries, that's in your 11th house of friends and groups, changes, new insights. You're going to figure out who's a priority to you amongst your friends, who you might see really needs to be in your life and who doesn't. Now, for Taurus, the new moon we just had was in your 3rd house of communications. So maybe a new project you're looking at in 6 months, new partnership plans, maybe a change or a project in your neighborhood. Now, the Mars and Uranus, July 15th aspect, that's in your 1st house. So Uranus for everyone, that's about independence and freedom. And for you, Taurus, it's about your relationships and your resources, fresh starts. The new moon for you is in your 9th house of travel and study, the media. Something might really take off for you, Taurus, there. And Pluto hits your 10th house when it hits the sun. That's career. That's who you are in the world. So you might have opportunities that finally come to fruition when Pluto triggers that transformation. Now, Gemini, the new moon was in your 2nd house of money. So you should be planning what you're kicking off to bring you money over the next 6 months and what will get you there. Now, your Mars-Uranus aspect is in your 12th house. So for you, it's releasing outdated attachments, your bad habits, your ways of working. Really a time for healing. The 21st, the full moon is in your 8th house of intimacy and shared resources. Maybe you want to make something official. Maybe you want to make something unofficial. It might be related to work or romance. And your Pluto aspect is in your 9th house. The 9th house is about your beliefs and your philosophy. So maybe a transformation in what you really believe and something new knowledge you might be seeking. Now, Cancer, the new moon was in your sign just in the beginning of the month in your 1st house, so this is your time for new goals. Maybe you want to change up your lifestyle, your haircut, the way you look out in the world, a new fitness plan. The Mars-Uranus aspect is in your 11th house of friends. Maybe you'll have a shakeup in your friendship or maybe a new collaboration or some sort of turning point in some teamwork. The full moon is in your 7th house of committed relationships, so maybe it's time to move forward and move on, or should we stay or should we go time? And Pluto is in your 8th house, so that means listen to your gut. When it comes to intimate relationships, go with your intuition. Follow what Pluto is pushing you to hear. Leo, that new moon was in your 12th house. That's your house of clearing out time, meditation. Over the next couple of months, really follow your inner intuition and watch your dreams. You're going to get information. The Mars-Uranus aspect, that's in your 10th house. Now, 10th house, we talk about being career. So you could have a shakeup in your career, maybe more demands on work, maybe changes. But for those of you, when we talk about the 10th house career, if you're no longer in a career or retired, it might have to do with your status in the world. Sometimes it's getting married or getting unmarried or becoming a different person as the way the world views you. So something could happen there, Leo. Now, the full moon, your 6th house, that's your change in your daily patterns. Look at your habits and your work. And Pluto is in your 7th house. That's business connections and intimate committed romance relationships. So you might meet some new influential people and decide you no longer want to be with some people. Now, Virgo, the new moon, that was in your 11th house. Friends, dreams, goals, maybe some new colleagues come into your life over the next 6 months, or a new teamwork endeavor, new connections. Your Mars-Uranus, that was in your 9th house coming up. Maybe you'll suddenly want to take a new trip or a new study or change, or you suddenly believe something you didn't believe in before. Your life may change in that respect. The full moon is in your 5th house. That's also children. So Virgos, maybe you'll hear some baby news. It could be a day of drama for you, so watch out for the drama. And Pluto is in your 6th house, Virgo. So that's about health. Maybe you want to take a look at a new routine. Watch for the mind-body connection, okay? That might have come to play in your health this time around. Now, Libra, the new moon was in your 10th house of career. Where do you want to be in the next 6 months? Time to plan your goals. Your Mars-Uranus was in your 8th house. Those are shared resources, so maybe there'll be changes there. Changes in your close intimate relationships. Something might come up. But the changes may be for the better. So changes do not mean negative necessarily. Now, the full moon is in your 4th house. That's about home. Maybe you're thinking about a move or a renovation or a family member moving in. Time to draw boundaries with family. And Pluto, that happens in your 5th house. That's the drama house. And Pluto's about control and manipulation and power. So watch out for those coming into play when that happens for you, Libra. Now, Scorpio, the new moon is in your 9th house. Study, travel, plan new opportunities. What do you want to learn about? Maybe a new spiritual journey. Your Mars-Uranus was in your coming up in your 7th house of committed relationships. So, Scorpio, you might have a new connection or end one, but expect the unexpected. But whatever is meant to be is what's going to happen. Now, the full moon coming up, your 3rd house of communications, maybe a project in your community comes to fruition. It could have to do with your siblings, something going on in your neighborhood. Scorpios, watch your tongue around that full moon. And Pluto, that will happen in your 4th house. Family, close friends, watch for aggression. Maybe they don't really know you, and you will need to clear things up, Scorpions. Now, Sagittarius, the new moon was in your 8th house. Intimate relationships, where do you want them to be in 6 months? Your shared resources, time to plan. Maybe you're thinking about an engagement or children. Now, Mars, Uranus, that's in your 6th house, Sag. That's health, time to make those changes, right? Watch out for accidents, Sagittarian, when that Mars-Uranus connection happens, okay? It could also have to do with your pets, so take care of them too. The full moon is going to be in your 2nd house. That's money, maybe a new job opportunity, maybe other ways of making money come into play. And Pluto's in your 3rd house of communication, so watch your words. There could be power struggles. Just take a pause and a time out. Now, Capricorn, the new moon, 7th house committed relationships, so you're starting a new romance cycle or a new career cycle of who you want to be committed to. Mars-Uranus, your 5th house, that's a turning point for your passion projects or a new love affair. Or there could be pregnancy news, Capricorns. They're in the spotlight. Now, the full moon is in your 1st house. That's your personal dreams, time to speak your truth, walk into yourself. How do you want to look in the world? And Pluto's in your 2nd house of money, so watch for power plays with money, financial dealings, and trust your gut. Now, Aquarius, the new moon is in your 6th house. It just happens. Health, fitness, work, make your changes there. Mars Uranus is in your fourth house coming up, home family. Maybe a renovation, maybe an unexpected move or a family change. The full moon in your 12th house, look inward, resting time, healing time. Pluto comes in your first house. So it's all about what is really getting you going. What is your passion? What is causing your drama with other people? Now, Pisces, your new moon was in the fifth house of romance and children and your passion. Maybe a new romance is developing. Mars Uranus in your third house, siblings, communications. Watch for something going on that day, maybe a new connection. Watch out for arguments with your siblings. Stay cool. The full moon in your 11th house, friends, goals, get out, network, be social on that full moon. And Pluto's in your 12th house. So watch for control issues and those around you. Establish boundaries. So all of this for everybody, Sarah, we're all going to navigate things that are going to push us to really look inside. And of course, with the retrograde coming up next month, it's going to really make us look more inside. It's kind of slowing us down and making us focus. That's the only way to navigate what's coming up. Look at the truth inside of us.
And take a deep breath, right? Everything is always going to work out at the end of the day. It's just a matter of navigating the experiences, understanding who we are during that experience. How does it make us feel? What can we learn from? How can we grow? And focusing on a positive outcome, regardless of what happens, right?
Yes, and you know, when I listen to your callers and people in our world, nobody's in a comfortable place at the moment. We all seem to be in a place of transforming, and what is the truth? And not only what is the kind of world we want to live in, and the kind of country, and the kind of society, but our friends and the people around us, and are we with the right people, and are we on the right path? So we're getting pressured on all of that, but of course it's for our greater good. And even Uranus, that throws those things at us that we go, what just happened? Well, in hindsight, almost all of the time, we understand that it shook us up to be on the path we needed to be on. Does it make it right. Fun at the time, though? So we might as well just acknowledge that.
Right. As we said in the opening, right? We have our plan, but then there's the divine destiny. And even though we may find ourselves in a place that isn't where we want it to be or expect it to be, there's always a divine plan that is moving us along to ultimately where everything is meant to be. And we have to trust that process.
And as you said in the beginning, too, we have free will. You know, even when we look at our natal charts and our solar returns, that's just the roadmap. But, you know, you're in the driver's seat. So even though the map might say you're going straight ahead and you see a little road on the side that says, you know, come here, visit me, we make choices. But I think ultimately we're always going to get pushed back to where we need to be.
Because there's a bigger plan working behind the scenes at all times. So, Stacy, tell our listeners how they can reach you and if they want to know what their natal chart looks like, if they want to know what this birthday year means for them. I mean, we've got all the cancer babies who are just like ready to know what this year of the cancer baby birthday people are. So tell us, where can they learn more about you?
Well, destinyinthestars.com is my website, and there you can see the different kind of readings that you could get. Information is power. Understanding why you're here helps explain a lot of what you're happening. And I think one of the most wonderful parts of astrology is you realize you are your own master of your own journey, and you are here creating your own reality, and you're not a victim of your life. And so I'd love to share with anybody to explain what's happening this year, today, in the coming 6 months, or what your plan is.
Yes.
So you can find me at destinyinthestars.com. And thank you so much, Sarah.
You're welcome. As always, it's a pleasure having you here, Stacy. Once a month, you pop in and give us that astrological report, sounding like we've got some extreme conditions coming up. So we'll all take a nice deep breath and know that the planets are moving according to a divine plan, and whatever the snafus may be that we may encounter, it's really meant to get us to take a look, pause, and make our shifts within ourselves and in our external world personally, so the world can be a better place at the end of the story. Thank you so much, Stacy, for helping us tonight. Again, everyone, go to destinyinthestars.com so that you can have your astrological session with Stacy. You'll see all of her services there. Thanks so much. Have a super month. We'll see you next month. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.